Folk, before we carry on, I should like to have, before we do this next number, the band to tune up, please. Men, let's get together and surprise everybody. Oh, come on, you guys, come on. Come on, let's get it right now. Tune up now, come on, tune up. That's close enough. And now a beautiful selection inspired by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high over vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils. Shine and twinkle on the Milky Way. They stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 I saw at a glance, tossing their heads in a sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced and danced, but they, the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such crazy company. I gazed and gazed and gazed and gazed, for little thought what wealth this crazy show to me had brought, brought, brought. Deaf?
the newspapers. Now, right or wrong, sang the song, high and low, short and long, long and old, sang the song.
Here at Keysight Technologies, thanks to synergistic efforts between global enterprise research teams, work has been proceeding to perfect the crudely conceived idea of a measurement toolchain that would not only supply inverse reactive current for use in unilateral phase detractors, but would also be capable of intermatically synchronizing cardinal gram meters. This instrument is the infractionally concentric electro-turbo-encabulator. Now, basically, the only new principle involved is that instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes, it is produced by the modal interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive directance. The original machine had an acquisition signal path of pre-famulated amulite surrounded by malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving resonators were in direct line with the parametric phase noise depositor. To avoid the typical retrogression of the analogarithmic graticules, six hydrocoptic Marzel vanes were fitted to the ambifacient electrowane shaft. Much to our delight, this effectively quelched the resonant side fumbling. The main winding was of the analog-style Lotus-O-Delta orientation, placed in the panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator with alternating ectocapacitive and inductuous conductors connected to a reverse-biasing cathode follower. This connects to the differential amplicator coil on the upend of the molecular angstrometer. The electro-turbo encabulator has now reached a high level of development, and it's being successfully used in the operation of quantized entanglement realizers. Moreover, whenever a fluorescent score motion is required, it may also be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocation dingle arm to reduce cosinusoidal replenaration. Goniometric data curves are supplied upon request, but you should be cautious of the quasi-static regeneration oscillator vibraphonics. Although you may be tempted, do not use caged electrolytic resistors or sequential transpositioners, or the molecular wiring path will be compromised throughout the stack. The electro-turbo encabulator will be made available for sale on April 1st with a pricing on a if-you-have-to-ask basis per electron.
This is Emperor General Beta. Come in. We have massive clusters over gaseous nebula 12. Come in. Come in.
Third level 8. Ceramic compact solids, chromatin, solar cells, waveless expansion of the universe, color and other cadmium selenides, otherwise identical diameter evaporated atoms, protein BCL 12, cytotoxic speaker A, persuasion, talk therapies, Prozac, human perceptions, harmonious patterns of illusion, self-reference sequence 897 box 26 is ignored, 60 is enforced, yes, lug nut red, helmet lamp, drug trials, dust ball, air 5 centimeter centrifugal aerodynamic T90, virtual massively parallel silicone, memory, mental antelope, cubic space percentage, helium carbon correspondence, stars ejected envelopes, quasar galactic formation, object 913, radio, 4 meter prism, transparent hydrofoil, exothermic regions test, powders reflected pulses used to calculate the parabola of ripples in atmosphere, Chelyabinsk 65, clusters in titanium over Tokyo, syncopated countdown destruction begin, contact Washington.
We're dropping bagels.
Bobby went to bed.
One small step for man. We're dropping bagels.
Apply the Heimlich maneuver.
One small step for man. We're dropping bagels.
Susan has impetigo.
Proctologist octagon with anal meters. Proceed application like preparation H. Unique skin cells designed behind the counter. By Tom, nigga, my FGJ Johnson. Astro galactic toilet tissues light up your booty areas. Syringe focus deep inside galaxies. 486-23000 Nubian black robot. Built with pure metal stone rocks, glosses up your left rectum kneecaps. Perhaps helmets protect you and need to chew animal feed. Diesel take 1-8 space permits formats clash. Combats a baby rash. Bumps for sources reinforced skills to measure the intake of Wallace Michael M. Computer advancements. Plastic bed foam complaints. You on genital restraints. Arguments collapse like elephants with stomachs. Who work on toilets, paper? Electronics, electric flushing, brain busting, nucleus durax. Burn your fourth head. Seen a second man first, worse. Step off on the insights of the erection. Your word is bird. Power tweaking out the mucus. Your focus on the Willoughby's antibiotic seeds confirm a part on micro-delinquent moped super town cruises. You're bound to feel the wrath. Water controls on your uterus. You're new to this. Back in the capsule, NASA Metro companions equal flamboyant extreme projects. Space 7 Ultimate Boogie Bandit Burner Buckham Back Bypass Bootsy's Bungos Black Plan Bingo Old Man Negative 3 Complaint Chapter 4 Constructions Therefore Square Feet on Mega Rooms Subsonic Dental Hiding Bringing Martians Out of Formulation
1056 Eastern Daylight Time. Those words join the first words of the great explorers in history.
I'm dropping bagels. I'm cooking shit.
One small step for man.
Yes.
I'm dropping bagels.
I smell the coffee.
It's more. One small step for man.
I'm dropping bagels.
Please pass me the patrol.
One small step for man.
I'm dropping bagels.
May I offer you a cadbury?
One small step for man.
I'm dropping bagels.
What's going on in your mind?
One small step for man.
I'm thinking just like
you. One small step for man.
Ah! Come and take my brother away. The men in white picked him up yesterday, but they'll never come take me away, because I'm okay. I'm normal. I painted everything in my house purple, my fingernail file, my potato peelers, my... Stay away from my frogs! I got an earthworm in a fruit jar, and I make long-distance calls for Ringo Starr, and I make funny faces to scare the kids. Boop! Save lightning bugs and katydids. They'll never come take me away, because I'm normal. I'm okay. I play tiddlywinks with Dracula's bat and jump rope with a cross-eyed cat. I play Bob Dylan records upside down and keep my fish out of water so they won't drown. My brother didn't know them things. That's the reason they took him away. Took him away yesterday. He's crazy, but I'm okay. I fill my bathtub with strawberry jam and feed my squirrels sugar-cured ham. And I spread rumors that Stalin is dead. I said he was wearing a sheepskin when he died in bed. Made that up. I eat alphabet soup with a tuning fork and shine my shoes with Chinese pork. I'm okay. They'll never take me away. I'm normal. You show me a pig on the highway and I'll show you a road dog. Step on a crack and break your mother's back. I play the violin with just my thumbs and feed my lizard waffle crumbs. And I throw stones at telephone poles and hide mouth balls and gopher holes. I teach my bulldog to wear sunglasses and drink champagne and dance with Indians to make it rain. They'll never come take me away, cause I'm normal. I draw mustaches on Playboy bunnies and light bonfires with Sunday funnies. And my cellar's full of Japanese spies, and I've got a red wagon with wings that flies. I change into a werewolf after dark. I chase the pigeons in the park. I soak my feet in cranberry sauce and call my parakeet Betsy Ross. I'm normal, will never take me away. They took my brother away yesterday as a babbling idiot. It is.
Hi, welcome to the Signal Path. With the release of the new Keysight Turbo Encabulator, I have been lucky to receive a prototype which I've done a quick teardown over here. The device uses every possible engineering innovations at the same time. In fact, it uses anti-graviton board-to-board interface connector that reduces the phase jiggle to zero. And at the same time, the efficiency of the system is through the roof, 1,000 newtons, even with energy harvesting, which happens purely in the X-ray band. You don't have to worry about any photonic emissions because all the phase inversion that happens at the surface of the board eliminates all the need for that. At the same time, we have a reverse osmotic biomatter, which is embedded into the board. This causes the phase emission from the surface of the integrated circuits to go through the biomatter rather than around it. This is incredible.
We'll be right back. face first into a new age of slack. New shiny toy. And the red race runs, no stopping for no one. Till I realize it's there before my eyes. And before I knew it,
I saw the seal against.
It hit the end of the blue.
My record label is Marianne.
Now I understand, cause
I saw the seal against.
In a black crepe. Well, high as that for me. The finish line always in sight, but triumph waits another night. There ain't no answer, let it be. And the red race runs without a starting gun. Try it on for size, and they call you wise. And before I knew it,
I saw the seal again.
Before a loop,
the Aztecs used a good amaranth.
Now I understand, cause
I saw the seal against.
Video implants make it clear as the elevator takes me down. No question now, it's time to jump into the fray. It's known as Barrytown.
Love to you is true. On the kind you can do. Dip, dip, body, bam, bam, bam. Hip, do, bobble, do, bobble. My poor heart gives a start. Like a jitterbug, just won't stop. Mix my spooning with your crooning. Watch me blow my tune. Wow. The tune you have sworn on account of mine is yourn. Bib, bib, body, flam, flam, flam. Hip, de bobble, de bobble.
Someone else still. My friends, in the light of present-day developments, let me say right away that I do not regard existing conditions lightly. On the contrary, I have always regarded them as subjects of the gravest responsibility, and shall ever continue to do so. Indeed, I will even go further and state quite categorically that I am more than sensible of the definition of the precise issues which are at this very moment concerning us all. We must build, but we must build surely. Let me say just this. If any part of what I am saying is challenged, then I am more than ready to meet such a challenge. For I have no doubt whatsoever that whatever I may have said in the past, or what I am saying now, is the exact, literal, and absolute truth as to the state of the case. I put it to you that this is not the time for vague promises of better things to come. For if I were to convey to you a spirit of false optimism, then I should be neither fair to you nor true to myself. But does this mean, I hear you cry, that we can no longer look forward to the future that is to come? Certainly not.
What about the workers?
What about the workers indeed, sir? Grasp, I beseech you, with both hands. I'm so sorry, I beg your pardon, madam. The opportunities that are offered. Let us assume a bold front and go forward together. Let us carry the fight against ignorance to the far corners of the earth. Because it is a fight which concerns us all. And now finally, my friends, in conclusion, let me say just this.
Good evening, friends and neighbors. Or shall I say this afternoon? It would behoove me audaciously at this juncture in our compilation to officially declare this congregation the single largest amalgamation of any one particular nation's population to ever receive an invitation to a situation of such enduring magnitude. Forthwith, and notwithstanding any misunderstood grandstanding as it would pertain to the expansion of our national tantrum in such a grand and or irrational fashion that I would implore you to explore a more tangible interpretation of our national anthem, the likes of which we could plausibly take platinum if you would turn with me in your hymnals to the book of verbatim, abotheration, ad nauseatum. Ain't that some bullshit? Ain't that some bullshit? Ain't that some bullshit? Ain't that some bullshit? When you allow good men to die for your freedom, only later to recall them as having fought for your flag, that's some bullshit. Henceforth, fourscore and way too many more years before the last first responder ever forgot to remember 7-Eleven untoward a more perfect reunion of our most effervescent endeavor to linger here forever with or without the express written consent of any nationally resented softball league's best politically motivated preconditioned intentions to lure your children away from these lives of crime that they are leading out on the streets and lead them to lives of crime that would be taking place indoors. Lives of collusion, likes of which this world has never seen before. depending on what your definition of the word is. Ain't that some bullshit? Ain't that some bullshit? Ain't that some bullshit? Ain't that some bullshit? I said, read my lips and I'll show you my taxes. And by that I meant to say that if I am elected, I never said any of that shit.
Good morning, good evening, good golly, Miss Molly, and welcome once again to another April Fool's edition of the Bit Slap. Today we specialize in absolute crap and nonsense, in that order, by the way, I'll tell you right now. So, just tell you what we've been listening to. I'll tell you at the end there. We start out with Daffodil from Jackie Leonard, from the only record he ever made. An actual musical record. We'll get into that one of these days further. Confusion. This is Silver Apples. Droppin' Bagels. Emperor General Beta featuring Dr. Dragon. I'm sorry, Dr. Octagon from 1994. 50-Foot Hose taking us for a bad trip. Epitaph for a Head. J.D. Blackfoot from 69. I'm Normal. That was the Emperor. It's Bob Hudson of Hudson and Landry. I Saw the Coelacanths was Power Salad. Yeah, I thought that sounded familiar too. Blip Blip was the Duke Ellington Orchestra, featuring vocals from Ray Nance there. Red Dress from Sarah Brand. She was aware of that, don't worry. She was not inept. Anyway, just the less I say about it. The Party Political Speech from Peter Sellers in 1958. A lot of our people down there now in Washington are saying the same thing without the English accent. The Timeless Response to Current Events was Todd Snyder, and that brings us up to where we are. We also have a couple of things floating around for the evening about this Turbo Incabulator. There's more of them, but you don't have to really worry about them because they don't exist, right? So, speaking of not existing, don't exist. Okay, good. All right, that's our lesson for tonight. Meanwhile, we go back to just nonsense. That's all I can say. By the way, this song here that you're listening to is called Nonsense. Yep. From Carson Robeson and his orchestra. Okay, all right, back for more.
At this time, as public service, Bob and Ray are glad to read the following superseding additional supplementary bulletin from the Office of Fluctuation Control and Ceiling Repairs, Bureau of Edible Condiments, Soluble, Insoluble, and Indigestible Fats and Glutinous Derivatives, Washington, D.C.
Correction of Directive 9. And the Directive 94345-6201, issued a few moments ago. First correction, that number is now 94345-6202. The second correction, please note that said directive reading chopped hog meat, formerly reading ground hog meat, should now read sausage.
Darling, ding dong.
a big red man. I'm knocking on your door. Wake up, baby, I brought a ham. Oochie-coochie toddler. Oochie-coochie-woochie-coochie toddler. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Ooh, ding dong, toddler. Oochie-coochie-coochie toddler. I'm here now. Ooh, wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Oochie-coochie-woochie-coochie-coochie. Ooh, wah, 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 wah. Oochie-coochie-coo. My mama's up to dump it. My dad was.
Hello there, I am Zach Friedman from Void Star Lab on YouTube, and the other day Keysight sent me one of their brand new Electro Turbo Encabulators. I'm going to be honest, I was a little skeptical. The Quantum Entanglement Realizer is like the soldering iron of multi-boloid metroscopy, but it's not like bolting a reciprocating dingle arm onto the skew-astrobic planisher is going to like negate the friggin' Slivovich conjecture. What I had forgotten was the metapolystable variostrictors, specifically just how many hours I wasted each and every project repolarizing graticules to Unity over and over again. Luckily, Keysight's engineers did not forget. All I have to do is hit auto-strionate, and wham bam, I'm more machine than man. All 13 arctangential pistonoids are completely degaussed. If you're still using that encabulator that got you through Electrocurliodynamics 101, this is the device to upgrade to.
From little toe corns grow. I'll never know if
it's true when they say that fish can fly, though the one I had for tea today was really rather high. I'll never know. The night nurse came to my room and knocked upon the door. Then she came in and threw my bedclothes straight upon the floor. And then she bathed me and she scrubbed me from my toes up to my chin. I said, oh, tell me, nurse, why did you knock when you came in? 'Cause I'll never know. Never know why Mother Nature gave my wife such a beautiful face, with skin as smooth as satin and hair as soft as lace. Yes, Mother Nature gave my wife that beautiful mouth that she's got, and then she stuck a tongue in it and spoiled the blooming lot. Why, I'll never know.
water trickling to the sea, I say, all the water drips down below. It falls on everyone, it falls on me. Ooh, yeah! I see the man killing his lawn. He says, lawn, 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 I wish you were never born. I say, ooh, lawn, I'm cutting you off. Feet, I say I won't extend myself, I don't think. Ooh, no, I won't bomb your rotten old whatever. Ooh, uh-huh. Well, I won't be a juvenile to lick one, honey. I won't carry a knife down low. Ooh, I won't do any of those antisocial things to you, no. Well, honey, I grew up wearing black leather. Mother, she said, honey, change your Levi's. I said, they don't have any Levi's my size, no. Oh, well, they call me Double Clutch. I say, well, it's 50s, honey, but it's what's happening. Yeah! Oh, yeah. Well, friend Zappa, he came along.
Message across, oh, not with
we saw the introduction of a genius encabulator that goes far beyond imagination. Here in Switzerland, we only invented self-winding watches. They unfortunately do not generate lots of energy. In contradiction to this main winding, with the analog style Lotus O-Delta orientation presented before. An exquisite solution to the problem also Einstein would have loved to solve. Unfortunately, his ideas stopped at the much simpler relativity theory. We just hope my wife will not object against me fumbling the squelched and resonant side. That would kill the whole idea. Bravo, Daniel, for your very understandable explanation of a pretty complex device. Now it should be clear also for a layperson. Bye.
There was a man named Philip Farr who knew he'd never win. Running from the law, he had lived a life of sin. He had tried the boxing ring, but it gave him the cramps. And all he ever liked to do was just collecting stamps. Philip Farr, where did you go wrong? You're a fatalist, fugitive, pugilist, philatelist, and this is your song. He had an innocent look about him, but nasty things he'd mutter. And the noises he made while asleep would make the whole house shudder. He worked at the cucumber processing plant, 6 days, 9 to 5. But to try and make ends meet, he'd bartend on the side. Philip Farr, where did you go wrong? You're a wide-eyed, snide-snoring, pickleback and liquor poor, fatalist, fugitive, pugilist, philatelist, and this is your song. Everybody knew he could write with either hand, but he was really skinny, cause food he couldn't stand. He would get out of bed at night and walk around in his sleep and give away his money to the people in the street. Philip Farr, where did you go wrong? You're an ambidextrous, anorexic, somnambulist, philanthropist, wide-eyed, snide-snoring, pickleback, and liquor poor, fatalist, fugitive, pugilist, philatelist, and this is your song.
Of Dallas and the
name is. My, I see a girl, she's really fit, I wanna take her home, pins and needles, right there, pins and needles, needles, pins, headphones, probably broken, sorry if I've broken your headphones. Wah, this is the morning sane dubstep. Wah, most insane dubstep yet. Wow. That was my most insane dubstep to date.
Substance abuse. Let's continue by exploring the issue of substance abuse.
Camel!
They are hostile, violent rebellion,
camel!
Substance abuse,
camel!
Sexual irresponsibility and perversion,
camel!
Hostile, violent rebellion,
camel!
Substance abuse,
camel!
Sexual irresponsibility and perversion,
camel!
Violence, violence,
camel!
Violence, violence,
camel!
Violence,
camel!
Sexual irresponsibility and perversion,
camel!
Violence.
Camel!
Over the next few minutes,
camel!
Over the next
camel!
Few minutes, perversion,
camel! Camel!
Oh my God! What is going on?
Sleep, waking up and having a wee. That's me. I'm a camel.
Camel. Camel. Camel.
I save my breakfast in my hump,
camel.
So I don't have to eat nothing for the
camel.
Rest of the day. I'm a camel.
Camel.
A f***ing camel.
Camel. Camel.
I eat shredded wheat. I eat 10 every morning. That's why I'm so strong. And that's why you never see me yawning. I am super
camel.
Camel, camel. Camel,
camel.
Camel,
camel.
Camel,
camel.
I'm a camel. I've got the hump. Always got the hump.
Camel,
camel.
Camel,
camel,
camel. Camel.
That's all, folks. That's all, folks. Votes, votes, that's all. Votes!
So let's have a look at it. They've got a sneak peek website, so let's check out the specs of this bad boy. This instrument is the infractionally concentric electro turbo encounter. They had to make it infractionally. Why? I just don't get it. Why not make it fractionally concentric? Then it's modular. It'd be much more usable. They've goofed at the first hurdle. It'd better get better than this. Now, here's where we get into the good stuff, the undeniable Marshall Vane improvements. This is what we've wanted to see. Six. They said six hydrocoptic Marshall Vanes. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's clearly 7. Geez, somebody's going to lose their job over that one. And you can tell marketing have got to this.
Up end
it's
of
just
the
too much hand waving.
Instrumenter.
No, come on. Whoever's shooting it. No, come on. Give me a break. Goniometric data curves are supplied upon request. Is it? You probably have to sign an NDA for this as well. But I can tell you something, that the goniometric data curves, they're going to look something like this. But I would expect an expanded ZY envelope around here. So expect it to come out a little bit further. The Electro Turbo and Cabler made available in April with pricing, if you have to ask, basis per electron. They're going to do it per electron. Of course they are, because the market doesn't fight back against this sort of stuff. I don't know. Can you be competitive in the turbo encabulator market? Remains to be seen. I've always wanted a turbo encabulator, so hopefully they'll send me one. Daniel, please. You know my address.
What if the world was made of glazed donuts? You would be like, man, that's fucking sweet. I can't believe the world is made of donuts. What if your hands were made of Hot Pockets? You would be the first one to be eaten in survival situations. What if your thumb roared like a dinosaur? What if you peed out of your nose? What if your face was shaped like Mexico, or trapezoids, or Texas and Hawaii? What if the world was made of other worlds combined into a world just like the world you started with? What if another world then ate the world made out of donuts, making all the donut people pissed? What if your face was made of bumblebees? You would be like, dude, this really sucks. I do not want a face made out of bumblebees. What if your dad was made of rainbows? You would be like, OMG, that's lame. I want a dad made out of ninja robots. What if your pool was filled with applesauce? What if a hot dog was your tongue? What if your mouth was filled with broken glass and fire ants? Creamy jambalaya. What if you tried to build a spaceship with a cannon that shoots crocodiles at everyone you hate? What if those crocodiles could shoot heat-seeking killer bees, ensuring that there would be no escape? What if your room was filled with lots and lots of puppy dogs? You would be like, aw, little puppy dog. Aw, come here. Come here. Aw, what you doing, little guy? What you doing? Oh, you doing? Oh, the puppy dog. You're the puppy dog. It's your puppy dog. The puppy doggies. Where do the squirrels go during hurricanes? What if your butt was on your chest? What if guitars could squirt out sour cream and nacho cheese and pure sulfuric acid? What if the world was made of...
Right. This makes more sense, doesn't it? I think we can dispose of it all pretty soon. Anyway, we've been dealing with nonsense, which we do from time to time. This is the 8th volume of Nonsense Crap from me to you. Started with Bob and Ray. He clarifying the superseding additional bulletin of correction of correction. Okay. It's issued by the Department of Renancy Department. Big Bopper, that's right, the Big Bopper, J.P. Richardson. Ding dong, it's me, the Weird Man, honest to God. So it was one of those things we heard from Ritual Number 2 was the West Coast pop art experimental band. I'll Never Know, from Benny Hill in 1965. Elton John, yeah, Elton John twice in a row here at the Bit Slap. There's something to be said about that, and I don't know what it is. I hope it's not spreading. Anyway, that was, of course, Solar Prestige Agama. Yes, Bernie wanted to write something that made no sense for a change, so what the hell. Off to Tiki T was the Masters of Reality. I See the Water. Uh-huh. Where else do you see Patricia? Is it in the room here with us? That was Patricia Overhouse. Overhouse on Overhouse Records. Gives you a clue how this thing got recorded. Philip Farr was Haywood Banks. Always something interesting from him. Who's Nuts, Alfred? You guys okay? You okay? Hey. All right, let me get this done. I gotta deal with this idiot. J.D. Blackfoot, the other side of that record we had before. Yeah, that one. And then, let's see, Sam Sadler from England. My Dubstep, number three. We heard from, let's see, the Pink People. That was the Indian Hate song, Camel, Camel, Alien Sex Fiend. And we ran out of CD space, just like I've run out of space here, and my band is dying. Oh, God, help me. I'll be back next week, all right? In the meantime, enjoy.
Where? la la. When naya ya blum, charvone ya kazrode. When naya ya.
Yeah. Дякуємо вам, Києве, дуже сильно.